早。
Good morning, everyone.
感恩节虽然过了
even though Thanksgiving is over,
但是我们作为基督徒，我们要永远的、经常的存着一个感恩的态度。
But as Christians, we can always be thankful.
我们今天还是来分享一下我们一个经历恩典的一个信息。
And I will share with you a message about experiencing God's grace.
2001年12月31号
In the year 2001, on December 31st,
我从美国飞到上海
I flew to Shanghai from the United States.
参加了这个1月2号白天在张江举行的一个凭入场券、凭邀请函能够参加的一个剪彩的典礼。
To attend this opening ceremony, and that was by invitation only in Shanghai.
然后呢，晚上参加了一个在五星级酒店政商名人云集的一个庆祝酒会。
And that night, I attended a ceremony at a five-star hotel with the rich and famous.
之后呢，我跟几个久未谋面。这个来自世界各地都想要在中国这个新兴的这个经济大国里面一展身手的这些朋友。
And later on, I met up with several friends from all around the world who had come to China to intending to work there.
我们到提篮桥附近的美国俱乐部去寒暄，去高谈阔论。
And we got together at a club. And we were having a spirited conversation.
我们这群人都是四十出头。
And we were all in our early 40s.
各自有一些小小的被人认可的一些能力。
And we were all capable in our own ways.
也各自在自己的领域上有一点点小小的光环。
And in our respective fields, we had a little bit of a halo, so to speak.
但是我们有个共同的特点，就是我们都觊觎、都希望能够在中国这样一个新兴的土地上面一展身手。
And we were eager to show what we got in this new market that's in China.
谁不想在中国这个新兴的这个土地上面有一些作为？谁不想在下一个十年当中，在各自的领域当中成为炙手可热的人呢？
So who didn't want to become a famous person in the next 10 years in China and to become who's who?
我们越聊越开心。
And so we were having a wonderful conversation.
突然之间，一个武侠小说的名言脱口而出。
And this suddenly this saying from the kung fu novels popped into my mind.
倚天不出，谁与争锋？
Now if the Unless the best shows itself, who will fight with it for the best spot?
中国，我来了。
China, here I come.
我们一起用中文来读《路加福音》十五章十一到十七节，然后英文跟 Larry 念十八到二十四节。
So we will read first in Chinese the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, 11 through 17, and then in English, 18 through 24.
来，我们一起十一节。耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资产，既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。他醒悟过来，就说：“我父亲有多少的故宫，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？”
Verse 18. I will arise and go to my father, and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you.And I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants,Bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fattened calf here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，你的名是配得称颂的，你的慈神爱所随时的牵引着我们，无论我们走得多远，都能随时随地的坦然无惧的回到你的面前。求得你的怜悯，求主打开我们的心，让你的话语进到我们的心里，让我们真知道你。感谢主，让孩子有这样的福分，能服侍你，成为你的出口，把孩子自己交托仰望在主的手中，让孩子所传讲的都是出于你。 祷告感谢不配，是奉我主耶稣基督得胜的名求，阿门。我相信大家今天对于今天这段经文都非常的熟悉。And
I believe everyone is familiar with this passage.
可能自己读了很多遍，也听了很多的信息，是用到这段经文的。Perhaps
you've read it many times and even heard many sermons based on this.
我今天没有任何的特殊的能力把这段经文讲得更好。And
I'm not equipped to tell you any better. On this passage,
我只能用我个人的经历，我怎么样子在我的迷途当中走回来，再靠着这段经文得到帮助。But
I would like to share with you my experience how I turned around because of this passage.
十一节，耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子。So
in verse 11 it says a man who had two sons.
我们知道在十五章里面，耶稣已经举过两个比喻。So
earlier in this chapter, Jesus already told two parables.
第四节到第七节讲的是一个迷羊的比喻。In
verses 4 through 7, he talked about the lost sheep.
第八到第十节是讲到一个找钱的比喻。And
8 through 10, he talked about the lost coin.
重点都是找到一个罪人的悔改，在天上地下都要一同欢喜。And
the point was, when a sinner repents, there's rejoicing in heaven and on earth.
到了十一节，耶稣显然觉得还不够。
And in verse 11, perhaps he thought this was not enough.
他就又说了一个目的性相同的一个比喻。So
he gave another parable on the same topic.
这里讲，小儿子对父亲说：“父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。”他父亲就把产业分给他们。He
says the younger son said to his father, "Father, give me my share of the estate."
前面说了，这个人有两个儿子。
So it said here, a man who had two sons.
因此，从产业的角度来讲，当他离世的时候，他的产业会被分为三份。So
in terms of the inheritance, when he dies, his estate would be divided into three parts.
两份给大儿子，一份给这个小儿子。Two
parts would go to the elder son, and the one part goes to the younger son.
从产业的角度，这个小儿子确实有他的一份。And
so yes, the younger son has his share in the estate.
只不过父亲还没有离世，还没有到分家业的时候。But
the father was still alive, so it was not time yet.
小儿子跑来跟父亲说：“把我应得的给我。”可以看出来，这个小儿子是悖逆的，是不孝顺的。So
we can see how disobedient this younger son was for coming to his father and demanding to get his share.
但是我们看看他讲话的时候的态度，他说：“把我应得的家业分给我。”
And so his attitude was very much, give me what I deserve.
他的态度是理所当然的。
He was sort of self-righteous.
他完完全全相信这样的行为是正确的，是合理的。
And he believed his action, his demands were correct and reasonable.
他活在以自我为中心的观念里面，眼看着他在这个家里面继续努力，他到最后只能得一份。
And in his self-centeredness, he knew that even if he works hard in this family, in the end, he would only get that one share.
就好像高级打工的是。
So it was like a sort of high-class worker.
所以呢，他还不如就此离开，拿着他那一份去为自己打拼。
So he would rather get his share and go out to make something of himself.
就算是伤了父亲的心，造成兄弟之间的不和，也在所不惜。
And it didn't matter if it hurt his father's feelings or break the harmony between brothers.
但这里让人最百思不得其解的是这个父亲的态度。But
the most difficult to understand was the father's reaction.
这个父亲呢，他就把产业分给他们。So
he says he divided his estate and gave it to them.
没有任何的斥责，没有任何的阻挡。There
was no rebuke or any hindrance.
就把产业分给他们。
So he gave them the estate.
这在我当初的感觉里面，这简直是一个脑子不清楚的父亲。
At first I thought, you know, there's got to be something wrong with this father's head.
但是圣经的东西，圣经里面的道理，越是觉得不合理，它越是有它的道理。
But in the Bible, a lot of times, what seems unreasonable at first, is really has a lesson behind.
我们自己想一想，当我们一意孤行、理直气壮的要去做一件事情的时候，有什么事情、有什么人能够挡得住我们？
So when we think about when we go single-mindedly charge ahead on our selfish ambitions, what can really stop us?
当我们的孩子他要去做一件我们很清楚这件事情是不应该去做的事情的时候，但我们又没有办法挽回。
When we see our children doing something that we know they're not supposed to do, but we can't really stop them.
我们只能够自己觉得痛心，让他们去试。
We can just let them go through with it, with some hurts in our hearts.
这个我们作为父亲，当然可以断然拒绝小孩子的要求，对不对？
So as you know, as a father, he could have refused his son's request.
但是这样子拒绝很可能会把这样子的一个父子的关系会当场会造成一个破裂。
But such refusal would break the relationship between the father and the son.
阻断了儿子有一天回头要想回家的路。
And perhaps the younger son would never have an opportunity to turn around and come back.
所以这个做父亲的他不得不强忍下他这样子想要去阻挡的一个心。我们想想看，这是需要多大的爱跟包容。
So the father had to withhold his feelings, and here we see such great love on the part of the father.
这父亲宁可把这样的伤痛放在自己，宁可自己受到亏损，这就是一个天父对我们的爱。
And he would rather bear the pain himself, and this is God's love for us.
就像我们的父神，他可以，但是却不是每一次的都在我们做错事情的时候，要去做错事情的时候去阻挡我们，他让我们去做。
Because our God is more than capable of stopping us before we are about to make a mistake, but He doesn't.
如果神每次在我们做错事情的时候马上给我们惩罚，我相信我们没有一个人能够在这个世界上站立得住。
And if God indeed punishes us whenever we're about to make a mistake, nobody can stand it.
他给我们空间，让我们去做我们要去做的事情。
But he gives us the space so we can carry out what our heart desires.
但是保留了让我们能够回家的路。
But he also gives us a way back to return to him.
过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财。
So here it says, sometime later, the younger son gathered all he had and left for a faraway place. And there he squandered all he had in wild living.
我们看到这个小儿子带着他一切所有的离开家，远远的去过一个独立的、不受管教的一个生活。
So he took everything he had and went to a faraway place to live an independent life.
而且似乎没有准备回来，因为他去了很远远的地方。
And he went to such a far place that as if he didn't plan to ever return.
圣经上讲说，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财。
So it says he squandered all he had in wild living.
大家心里一定会讲说，想说这个跟我没有关系，我不悖逆，也没有一个有钱又脑子不清楚的父亲。
And here you might say, well, this really has nothing to do with me because I, you know, I'm not disobedient and I don't have a wealthy father.
我更不会浪费财，不浪费金钱。
And I don't waste my money.
但是这里我们想想看，他可能不是讲的是金钱，他有可能是生命被浪费了。光阴被虚掷了，能力被消耗殆尽了。
And perhaps here it's talking more about money. It's talking about your life, your time, and your abilities.
总而言之，就是没有把我们生命当中有价宝贵的资源用在有用的地方。
And in other words, it talks about not using our talents and our abilities on what we're supposed to do.
耶稣在这里用一个比较长的篇幅来做这个引言。
And so here he actually told a rather long story to teach a lesson.
因为前面不管是迷羊的比喻还是丢钱的比喻，都是没有生命性的，没有一个自主权的。
Because earlier the story on the lost coin and the lost sheep, the subjects did not were not able to make up their own minds.
所以在这里他就要让做一个比较清楚的描述，看看这个父亲跟这儿子各自是怎么想的。
And so here he's telling another parable, and so that we can see what the father thinks and how the younger son thinks.
14节, 既耗尽了一切所有的, 又遇着那地方, 大遭饥荒, 就穷苦起来。
And so here it says in verse 14 that after he had squandered all he had, there was a famine in the land, and he was in great need.
就算是坐用金山银山, 也经不起, 任意放荡, 浪费资财。
And so even if you had a mountain of gold or silver, nothing can really stand this kind of wild living.
所以他一切所有的都耗尽了。
So he spent everything he had.
还偏偏遇到那个地方大遭饥荒。
And on top of that, there was a famine in the land.
简直就是屋漏偏逢, 连夜雨, 船迟又遇打头风。
So this kind of misfortune is kind of misfortune upon misfortune.
他就变成一个穷困潦倒的人。
And it says here he was in great need.
于是去投靠那地方的一个人, 那人打发他到田里去放猪。
So it says here, he hired himself out to a man in the land, and the man sent him out to the field to feed his pigs.
犹太人的观念里面, 猪是不洁净的, 所以他们猪肉是不吃的。
For the Jews, the pigs are considered unclean, so they do not eat pork.
所以甚至, 所以更不要其他说是放猪的。
Let alone feeding things to pigs.
但这里这个小儿子，他为了生活，到那个地方的一个人家里面去投靠一个地方，去投靠一个人去工作。
But in order to survive, he had to work this kind of a job.
那既然人在远方，所以他肯定是在外邦人的地界。
And it's pretty clear that he was in the Gentile land.
那他被打发去放猪，也就没有什么可诧异的。
And so it's not surprising that he had to do this kind of a lowly job.
但是从这里我们可以看到，他真是落魄到了极点。
But we can here get a glimpse of his situation.
但是还不止于此。
And it's not only feeding the pigs.
他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥, 也没有人给他。
And he says here he longed to eat the pods that the pigs were eating, and nobody gave him anything.
你看，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚给他, 这够惨了吧？
How sad a situation he was in that he longed to eat the pods that the pigs were eating.
也没人给他,
and nobody gave him anything.
这表示什么? 这表示他连猪都过得比他好。
It means that he was worse off than the pigs.
这段经文在以前看的时候, 常常都会觉得说, 好啊, 这个儿子, 他又悖逆又不孝顺, 这是他的报应。
And when I read this passage before, I used to think, well, he's deserving what he gets for his disobedience. Because in my mind, there was this retribution for sin. If you do good, good things will happen to you. If you do bad, bad things will happen to you.
And so when
bad situations happen to us, we'll say, well, perhaps it's retribution. We're getting what we deserve.
不过这里我想提醒一下,
but I would like to remind us here.
可能是题外话, 但是我们不要紧紧地抓住这种被善有善报、恶有恶报的观念所抓住。
That we should not hold on to this kind of a retribution thoughts.
厄运的临到常常不需要任何的理由。
Because when bad things happen, there may not be a reason.
我们看到在约翰福音第九章的时候,
We see in John chapter 9,
那个在耶稣在圣殿里看到一个生来瞎眼的人。
In the temple, there was a man born blind.
门徒问耶稣说, 拉比, 这人生来是瞎眼的, 是谁犯了罪? 是这人呢? 是他父母呢?
So his disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
耶稣回答说, 也不是这人犯了罪, 也不是他父母犯了罪, 是要在他身上显出神的作为来。
And Jesus replied, neither this man nor his parents, but that the glory of God may be revealed on him.
当不好的事情发生在我们身上的时候, 可能只是一个提醒。
So when bad things happen to us, it may be a reminder or a wake-up call.
要让我们停一下, 想一想, 想一想我们跟神之间的关系。
So that we can stop and think about our relationship with God.
想一想神对我们的看顾跟保守。
And to think about how God has taken care of us.
17节, 他醒悟过来就说, 我父亲有多少的故宫, 口粮有余, 我倒在这里饿死吗?
And so in verse 17 it says, He came to his senses and thought to himself that even my father's hired hands have food left over, and now I'm here starving to death.
他醒悟过来, 这是生命转变的开始。
And so he came to his senses. This is the beginning of a life that's about to turn around.
苦难有的时候会让我们从我们的骄傲当中走出来。
So suffering sometimes can cause us to walk out of our pride.
看到我们所拥有的, 看到我们所曾经有的风辉煌, 都是神所赐的。
And to help us see that what we've had, what were given by God.
这里小儿子想到他的受苦是完全不必要的。
And he realized that his suffering was unnecessary.
他说, 我父亲有多少的故宫, 口粮有余, 我倒在这里饿死吗?
Even my father's higher hands have food left over, food to spare, and why am I here kind of starving to death?
他想到父亲的丰盛, 而自己却在这里受苦。
And so he thought about his father's abundance and his poor situation.
这里强调的不只是父亲的丰盛的家业。
And it emphasizes not only the abundance what the father has.
更是那层关系, 那是父亲这个关系, 让他知道父亲是不会不顾他的。
But more importantly, the relationship he has with his father, that his father would not just let him starve to death.
在这里我们看到小儿子在人生的一个绝对的谷底当中得到圣灵的引导。
And so we saw here the younger son hit rock bottom.
他想到,
and he was led by the Holy Spirit.
他想到什么? 他想到回家。
And he wanted to go home.
这就是悔改的第一步。
And this is the first step of repentance.
悔改所强调的不是悔过改过。
Repentance doesn't emphasize this kind of
behavior change.
Changing of behavior.
Yeah. 他强调的是一个调转头, 180度的调头。
But rather, it's a complete turnaround, 180.
原本向西走的, 转而向东。
So at first, he was heading west, and then now he is heading east.
原本一意孤行, 然后看, 转变过来, 别人看到自己的错误。
At first, he was just going by his own selfish ambition, and now he sees his own mistake.
本来怒火冲冲, 想要做一些事情, 转而变成心平气和。
He was full of rage, now he has peace.
原本怨天尤人的心态, 变成满心的感谢。
He was blaming heaven and earth, and now he is full of thanksgiving.
箴言14章12节,
In Proverbs 14:12,
有一条路人以为正, 至终成为死亡之路。
It says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death.
回头想想我们年少的时候所做的没有一件在当时不是自以为是。
So we think about things that we did when we were younger. It was mostly full of self-righteousness.
甚至于都是吃了秤砣铁了心必须要做的一些事情。
And we were just charging ahead with kind of single-mindedness.
但是这些事情有多少是我们现在回想起来悔得连肠子都青了的。
And but some of these things now that we think back would cause us to grieve.
然后这个小儿子做了一个祷告。
So this younger son prayed.
一个认罪悔改的祷告。
A prayer of repentance.
他说我要起来到我父亲那里去向他说父亲我得罪了天又得罪了你从今以后我不配称为你的儿子把我当做一个故宫吧。So
he said, I will arise and go to my father and tell him that I have sinned against you and against heaven. Treat me as one of your hired hands.
这里面很重要的一点是他的认罪。 他认清自己是有罪的，他得罪了天，也得罪了父�in。So
here, a very important thing is that he realized his own sin.
小儿子完全把他自己放下来。So
he put down himself.
把他自己顺服在父亲看到他的悔过之后会产生出来的态度。And
he was willing to accept whatever his father decides.
就算让他做故宫，也愿意。And
he was even willing to become one of the higher hands.
记忆当中所有愿意真心愿意放下自己顺服在神面前的祷告没有一次不是得到神很丰盛的回应的。And
so if you're willing to pray this kind of prayer to put down yourself, God will surely respond.
我认识一位姐妹,
So there's once was this sister that I used to know.
她住在学生宿舍里面。
She lived in the dormitories.
那宿舍里面准备了有几张的公交卡，让学生能够免费使用。
And in the dorms, you could get this kind of free public transportation pass.
但你必须要事先登记。
But you have to sign up early.
那这个姐妹呢，连续就一直她都是每次都登记到的。
Every time she was able to get it.
但有一个月呢，她晚了，所以呢，那个卡就被别人捷足先登记走了。
But one month she was late, so she was not able to get the transportation card.
这姐妹啊，每天就是生自己的气，生别人的气。
So she was rather mad at herself.
明明已经做学生了，现在还要每个月要多花点钱要去坐公交。
I'm a mere student, and why should I pay for public transportation?
但是圣灵光照她。
But the Holy Spirit helped her.
她决定顺服这样一个结果，把主权交托给神。
She was willing to accept the outcome and to just give the authority back to God.
也为她自己的不平的心态向神来认罪。
And she repented of her ungrateful heart.
祷告了之后，她的心情也平静了。
And so after such a prayer, she had peace in her heart.
准备去面对这个明天要去这个花钱坐公交。
And she was ready to pay for the public transportation.
但是没有想到，她一到学校去碰到一个每天自己开车。
But when she went to the school, she met someone who owns a car.
而且跟她的上下课时间一样的一个同学。
And this classmate has the same schedule.
她变成每天有专车接送。
So she had a free ride every day.
所以我们看到神的供应有的时候是超过我们所求所想的。
So we can see that, you know, God's providence is more than what we expect.
我们要的就是这个。
We a lot of times want this thing.
但是神为我们预备的是这个。
But God has prepared for us this other thing.
好像上礼拜胡牧师在讲的。
Like what Pastor Paul shared last week.
所以我们要做的是放下自己，接受神的主权。
So we need to put down ourselves and accept God's authority.
于是起来往他父亲那里去。
So he arose and went to his father.
坐而思不如起而行。
Thinking can only get you so far.
这个小儿子没有光说不练，他就起来往他父亲那里去。
So he had to put it into action, and he arose and went to his father.
起来是悔改当中一个非常重要的一步。
And this act of getting up is also a very important step in repentance.
就是与你现在的光景分开，归向神。
Because it separates you from your situation, your current situation, to return to God.
往他父亲那里去是归向神的动作。
So his act of returning to his father was also returning to God.
离开罪，承担那个后果。
And to get away from what the consequences of sin.
讲到这里，我们看悔改说起来很简单，但是需要很多事情、很多的条件的配合。
So repentance, perhaps it looks easy on the surface, but it has many facets.
首先，它需要一个转折点。
First, there needs to be a turning point.
也许是一个逆境，也许是朋友的一个提醒，甚至于是你面对山穷水尽的一个困境。
Perhaps suffering, perhaps a reminder of a friend.Or perhaps you've reached the end of the rope.
让我们停下来想一想。
That causes to stop and think.
当然，当我们在遇上这样一个转折点的时候，我们的心态可能是埋怨，可能是咒骂，可能是怨天尤人。
And when we come upon this kind of a turning point, perhaps we would grumble and blame others.
但是圣灵的引导可以带领我们走到第二步。
But the Holy Spirit can guide us into the second step.
醒悟过来。
To wake up, to come to our senses.
看到自己的罪。
And so that we can see our own sin.
在我们的一生当中，我们要罪有一个敏感的态度。
That in our lives we need to be sensitive to sin.
什么是罪？
What is sin?
就是得罪神，不合神的荣耀，不合神的圣洁的事情。
It's that which offends God, that does not please God, does not go with God's holiness.
我们从罪里面要能够醒悟出来。
And so we need to wake up. We need to arise out of our sin.
同时要对神有一个正确的认识。
And that then we need to have a proper understanding of God.
看到他的丰盛，看到他的慈爱，看到他跟我们之间的那个关系。
to see his abundant love and to see the relationship he has with us.
因为那个关系，他对我们的接纳，他是不会把那个最好的留下来不给我们的。
Because of this relationship, he will accept us and he will give us the best.
然后我们要下定决心，放掉手中的，去做那迎合，去那做那合神心意的事情。
And then we need to make a decision to give up what we have and to do what pleases God.
我们作为人，其实有的时候是很悖逆的。
And so as people, a lot of times we're rather disobedient.
放掉有的时候是很简单，但是实际上来讲是非常困难的一件事。
So to give up something, it seems easy, but it's very difficult.
明明知道我们所做的是不好的，是不讨神喜悦的事情，但是我们就放不掉。
Even when we know that what we're doing doesn't please God, sometimes it's hard to give up.
但是如果我们不放掉那个不荣耀的，我们怎么能够得到那荣耀的？
But if we cannot give up what doesn't glorify God, how can we get God's glory?
接下来我们要向神做一个祷告。
And then we need to pray to God.
一个悔改，一个祈求赦免的祷告。
A prayer of repentance and forgiveness.
约翰一书一章九节。
In 1 John chapter 1 verse 9 it says,
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins, he is just and loving, and he will forgive us our sins.
拿出我们的勇气来信靠神，起来承担那个后果。
So we need to be courageous to take up what the consequences the sin might bring to bear.
接下来我们看到这个小儿子，他回家了。
So next we see that this younger son has returned home.
前面说了，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了。
Earlier it says, he gathered all he had and went to a faraway land.
所以他的回家的路也是一样很漫长的。
And so his way home is probably a long journey also.
他去的时候可能这个资财丰富，他说不定是坐的这个头等舱。
And so when he left, he had all kinds of wealth, and perhaps he traveled first class.
但是现在回头，他什么都没有，他必定他只能够走回去了。
But on his way back, he probably had to travel on foot.
但是感谢神，他在这么漫长的路当中，他没有放弃。
But he didn't give up on such a long journey.
反而是坚持的信念，同样以义无反顾的态度来走。
He persevered and he made it back.
圣经罗马书第六章十九节也教导我们一件事。
Romans chapter 6 verse 19.
你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法做奴仆，以至于不法，现今也要照样将肢体献给义做奴仆，以至于成圣。
It says how you used to present your body, your bodies to lawlessness. Now you will become slaves.Of righteousness that leads to holiness.
也就是说，当我们在悖逆神的时候，怎么样子不知不觉的让我们自己的身体去做不合神心意的事
？And it says when we turn away from God, we allow our bodies to do things that do not please God.
我们也要在回转之后，要让我们自己的肢体不得不做神合神心意的事。
And so when we return to God, we sort of become slaves of righteousness to do the things that please God.
而且很奇妙的事情是，往往我们越是醒悟到自己得罪神有多大
，and the interesting thing here is that the more we realize how we have offended God，
我们就可以知道更加的感受到神的赦免有多大。
The more thankful we are about God's forgiveness，
以至于驱动我们回头的能量也就越大。
And we have more energy to return to God。
所以在我们悔罪的过程当中，那个悔罪的那个时间点是非常重要的。
And so in the repentance, the timing is very important.
虽然神看所有的罪都是罪
even though God treats all sins as sin,
但是我们自己心里有一把尺，知道我们自己所做的是多么的亏缺神的荣耀。
We know in our heart, we know the measure with which we've offended God.
二十节这样，相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
And so it says here, while he was still at a distance, his father saw him and ran up to him and hugged him and kissed him.
在这句圣经节当中，很容易被忽略掉的一句话是“相离还远”。
So one thing that's often overlooked here is while he was still at a distance.
这句话有什么重要呢
？Why is this important?
这表示这个儿子自从离家之后，这个父亲就每日的引颈盼望。
It says here, since the younger son left, the father has not stopped expecting his return.
等候着他的回头。
He has been waiting for him.
所以能够在小儿子还没到家之前，远远就看到。
And so this is why the father was able to see him while he was still at a distance.
那看到之后怎么样呢？
And so what was his reaction after he saw his son?
他就动了慈心。
He had compassion.
天父看见我们回头的时候。
And so when God sees us repent,
看到我们满身的疲惫，一身的沧桑。
When we are all beat up and when we're tired,
他就动了慈心。
He too will have compassion on us.
这个父亲没有说，看看你的德性，你也晓得要回头啊。
He didn't scold his son by saying, "Look at you. Now you want to come home."
他动了慈心。
He says here he had compassion on him.
就好像当我们看到我们的孩子受了伤回到家。
And the same way, when we see our children maybe beat up or get into a bad situation,
我们岂不是赶紧的帮他包扎、洗伤口，不会在他伤口上撒盐吧？
We would kind of take care of them and you know bandage their wounds.
这个父亲跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
So it says here, the father ran to him, hugged him and kissed him.
我们刚刚提到。这个小儿子他是长途跋涉餐风饮露。
We mentioned earlier that his journey was a very long one.
肯定他是狼狈到极点脏到极点。
He was probably in a really, really bad shape and full of filth.
他父亲完完全全接受他的样子。
But his father accepted him.
不嫌他脏看不到他的狼狈。
His father overlooked his filth.
跑去抱着他的颈项连连与他亲嘴。欢迎他的回家。
Hugged him, kissed him, and welcomed him home.
儿子说：“父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子。”
So the son said to the father, "I have sinned against heaven and against you, and I'm not worthy to be called your son."
所以小儿子一见到父亲，就把他原先准备好的这副稿全部开始讲出来。
So he told his father what he had prepared to say.
他这样子讲，他是认清楚他自己的罪。
And so,
他认清他自己所做的事情是天理难容的，是难以得到饶恕的。
He realized what he had done was perhaps unforgivable.
他没有为自己找借口，也没有想办法为自己开脱。
So he didn't try to come up with any excuses.
虽然很简单，但是非常的真诚。他代表的意思就是我错了。
So even though what he said was simple, it was from his heart. He is saying, "I was wrong."
悔改可以就这么简单。
And repentance can be this simple.
这里他说我不配称为你的儿子。
He says, "I'm no longer worthy to be called your son."
在经历了父亲的接纳，还有真真实实的感受他父亲一直的等候之后。
And after he had experienced his father's acceptance and how his father has been longing for his return.
父亲不嫌他自己的狼狈，还对他连连的亲嘴。
How his father overlooked his situation and kissed him and welcomed him.
他心里有一个比较。
In his heart, there was a comparison.
你的慈爱，我的悖逆。
Your love and my disobedience.
你的耐心等候，我的恣意放纵。
Your patience versus my own selfishness.
他看到这样一个相当不对等的一个比例的对待的态度之后。
He sees the drastic contrast between these two sides.
我相信他后面讲的不再是一个脱罪的或者是一个演说，而是一个真心诚意的一个悔改。
What he said here was sincere out of his heart.
父亲却吩咐仆人说：“把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他的指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐。”
And it says here, the father asked the servants to bring out the best robe, to put the ring on his finger, and to put sandals on his feet, and to bring out the fattened calf, and kill it so they can celebrate.
这个却字表现出来，这个父亲根本就没有等他讲完，也不准备想要听他讲完。
So here the word but or however says that before the son was able to finish, the father ordered the servants to do all these things.
就吩咐仆人快把那上好的袍子拿出来。
He told the servants at once, "Bring the best robe," and so on.
所以表现说父亲已经兴奋到极点了。
It You can see the joy the father was experiencing.
而且表现出有一件上好的袍子是等候在那里的。
And perhaps this best robe has been waiting for the son's return.
而仆人也都知道那个袍子在哪里，是做什么用的。
And the servants knew exactly where to fetch this robe.
除了上好的袍子以外，父亲又说把戒指戴在他的指头上，把鞋穿在他的脚上。
And not only the robe, but they also brought a ring to put on his finger and sandals on his feet.
表示他的尊贵跟他的权柄跟他在这个家里的身份都完全被恢复。
Yeah, that means his status in this family has been restored.
还要怎么样？还要把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐。
And in addition to bring out the fattened calf and to kill it so we can celebrate.
就好像这只牛犊的存在就是为了这一顿子的。
And perhaps the existence of the fattened calf was for this particular occasion.
为什么呢？因为我这个儿子是死而复得，失而又得的，他们就快乐起来。
Because this son of mine was dead, but now he's alive. He was lost, but now he's found.
这里达到了跟前面两个比喻相同的一个结果。
And so here, the parable reaches the same conclusion.
就是一个罪人的悔改，在天上在地下都要一同欢喜快乐。
When a sinner repents, there's much rejoicing in heaven and on earth.
就好像如果我们的孩子犯了错，他回到我们的面前说：“爸爸，我错了。”那是何等快乐的事情。
As if our children do something wrong, but they come to us and say, "Sorry, mom and dad, I was wrong."
前面说到，我既然做了决定要到中国去发展。
And so earlier I mentioned that I had made this decision to go to China.
我很快的回到美国。
As soon as I returned to the States,
我带着行李就离开家了。
I packed my bags and left home.
搭上中国这班快速发展的列车
，and I got on the speeding bullet train to go to China，
奔向我理想的目标
，and to try to fulfill my goals。
那个时候，我觉得我做的是再对不过的事情了
，and I had no doubt what I was doing was the right thing。
而且很自信的说，我只要拼个几年，我可以提早退休的
，and if I work hard for a few years, perhaps I can retire early。
我完全没有寻求神的旨意
，and I did not ask for God's direction，
也没有想到家里的需要。
I did not think about what my family needs were.
我全新的感觉到，这就是神、上帝给我掉下来一个大馅饼。
And I thought this was a big piece of fortune that God has given to me.
没想到在中国，一心想要成功，做事只考虑到这个现实的需要，没有想到神的心意。
And I wanted to succeed so badly in China that all I thought about was my own goals.
也因为作息的不正常，所以每天日夜的工作，那每身体也每况愈下。
And I didn't think about what God wanted, and I worked overtime, so my body took a toll.
每天上床之前最痛苦的事情是想到我会失眠。
And whenever I was about to go to bed, I was afraid that I would have insomnia.
虽然职务越做越高
，and so I was climbing the corporate ladder，
但成就感越来越低
，but my sense of accomplishment has actually decreased。
虽然工作时间越来越长
，even though I had worked longer and longer hours，
但效率越来越差
，my efficiency went downhill。
虽然做出的承诺越来越多
，and even though I had made more and more promises，
但是能兑现的越来越少。
I was less and less able to fulfill them.
每天的生活除了面对各种压力，还要在中国这样一个环境当中装扮出来一个光鲜亮丽的外表。
Even though I was completely stressed out, I had to pretend that I was okay.
我感谢神，他即使在我把我的生命耗尽的之前
，And I thank God that before my life was completely consumed.
他让我的事业、我的工作碰上一个很大的瓶颈，把我逼回美国来。
Brought me to a bottleneck in my career, so that I had to return to the States.
而且在我极度彷徨痛苦的时候，能够得到圣灵，在圣灵的感动之下看到这段经文。
And so when I was in the top of my sufferings, I was able to see this passage, and learn from it.
让我看到我过去所做的是得罪了神，得罪了家人。
And I saw what I did in the past offended God and my family.
我感谢神，他对我的带领，也更感谢他让我保留了一个能够回家的路。
And so I thank God for his guidance and also for preserving this way home.
在我这个荒诞不经的日子当中
，And so in my sort of crazy living,
他容忍在我很多的事情上都在偏行己路。
He was patient with me.
但是他还是能够把我带回来。
And in the end, he brought me home.
在我回到神的面前的过程当中
，And in this process of me returning to God，
我没有把自己弄得干干净净的。
I didn't have to clean myself up。
我没有伪装，也不用找任何借口，我也没那个机会。
And I didn't have to pretend or to find excuses, nor had I the chance.
神就用他的慈爱，完完全全的重新了接纳了我。
God in his compassion and his love accepted me as I was.
所以今天这段经文告诉我们什么
？And so what does this passage tell us today?
各位弟兄姐妹，你正在偏行己路吗
？Brothers and sisters, are you living a life of selfishness?
你正面对人生的困境跟转折吗？
Are you faced with suffering or perhaps turning points in your life?
还是你已经悔改，但是不确定神会不会接纳你
？Or perhaps you have already repented, but you're not sure if God will accept you.
让我们就照着我们自己的本相。
We can come as we are.
邋邋遢遢、脏脏兮兮的来到神面前。
However beat up, however filthy, we can come before God.
为作为神儿女的那个荣耀是已经为我们预留的。
Because the status as God's children has already been reserved for us.
只要我们愿意回头
And as long as we're willing to turn back.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And so if we confess our sins, he is just and loving and he will accept us.
让我们能够重新来接受神的恩典。
And so that we can once again receive God's grace.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
现在天父我们感谢你让今天这段经文真是、来感动我们、
Thank you Lord for this passage that it would touch our hearts
让我们这次能够知道主你是怎么样子带领我们过去的日子
So that we would remember how you have guided us in our life
也真是让我们能够时时刻刻的重新回到主你的面前
That at any moment we can return to you
来经历神的恩典
to experience your grace
奉主的名祷告
pray in Jesus' name
Amen